ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। ना तथा ही अघवान राजन हुएत तपह आदि भी यथा कृष्ण अर्पित प्राण तत्पुरुषानिषेवया। न तथा ही अघवन राजन हुएता तप आदिभिः यथा कृष्णार्पित प्राण तत्पुरुषानिषेवया। न तथा हि अघवान् राजन् हुएता तप आदिभिः यथा कृष्णार्पित प्राण तत्पुरुषानिषेवया। न तथा हि अघवन् राजन् हुएता तप आदिभिः यथा कृष्णार्पित प्राण तत्पुरुषानिषेवया। चैंट ना नॉट तथा सो मच ही सर्टनली अघवान ए मैन फुल ऑफ सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज राजन ओ किंग हुएता कैन बिकम प्यूरिफाइड तपह आदि भी बाय एग्जीक्यूटिंग द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटी penance, brahmacharya and other purifying processes. Yatha, as much as Krishna arpita pranaha, the devotee whose life is fully Krishna conscious. Tat purusha nishevaya, by engaging his life in the service of Krishna's representative. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya and other methods of atonement I have previously described. Purport. Tat Purusha refers to a preacher of Krishna consciousness, such as the spiritual master. Sri Narottam Das Thakur has said, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtar Paiche Keba. Without serving a bona fide spiritual master, an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? This idea is also expressed in many other places. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahuhu Mimukte. If one desires liberation from the clutches of Maya, one must associate with a pure devotee of Mahatma, pure devotee Mahatma. A Mahatma is one who engages 24 hours daily in the loving service of the Lord. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu Maam Partha, Daivim Prakriti Mashita, Bhajanti Ananya Manasso, Jnatva Bhutadim Avyayam. A son of Pruta, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Thus the symptom of Mahatma is that he has no engagement other than the service of service to Krishna. One must render service to a Vaishnava in order to get freed from sinful reactions, revive one's original Krishna consciousness and be trained in how to love Krishna. This is the result of Mahatma Seva. Of course, if one engages in the service of a pure devotee, the reactions of one's sinful life are vanquished automatically. Devotional service is necessary not to drive away an insignificant stock of sins, but to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. As fog is vanquished at the first glimpse of sunlight, one's sinful reactions are automatically vanquished as soon as one begins serving a pure devotee. No separate endeavor is required. The word Krishnarpita Pranaha refers to a devotee who dedicates his life to serving Krishna, not to being saved from the path to hellish life. A devotee is Narayana Parayana or Vasudeva Parayana, which means that the path of Vasudeva or devotional path is his life and soul. Narayana Parayana Sarve Na Kutaschana Vibhyati. Such a devotee is not afraid of going anywhere. There is a path towards liberation in the higher planetary systems and a path towards the hellish planets. But a Narayana Para devotee is unafraid wherever he is sent. He simply wants to remember Krishna wherever he may be. Such a devotee is unconcerned with the hell and heaven. He is simply attached to rendering service to Krishna. When a devotee is put into hellish conditions, he accepts them as Krishna's mercy. Tattenu kampam susubhikshamanaha. He does not protest. Oh, I am such a great devotee of Krishna. Why have I been put into this misery? Instead, he thinks this is Krishna's mercy. Such an attitude is possible for a devotee who engages in the service of Krishna's representative. This is the secret of success. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Na tata hi agavan rajan, puyeta tapadivihi, yata krishnarpita pranas, tat purusha nishevaya. So Srila Prabhupada gave two lectures on this verse. One lecture in Denver, another lecture in Honolulu. So I would try to repeat what Srila Prabhupada spoke and add few more points. Srila Prabhupada says that first thing is Agavan Rajan. Agha means sinful activities, sinful. Like Bhagavan, Bhaga means opulence. Van means owner. So Bhagavan means owner of opulences. Agavan means owner of sinful activities. Right? So Srila Prabhupada says, this Bhagavan is the highest status and this Agavan is lowest status. Right? So we should go from Agavan to Bhagavan. Right? Then Srila Prabhupada adds, Bhagavan, of course, Bhagavan means Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. But sometimes great personalities like Brahma, Narad Muni, Shiva, they are also called Bhagavan. Right? So when Prabhupada is saying that we have to reach the stage of Bhagavan, that means we have to become a servant of Krishna, so that whatever opulences Krishna has, we can also share. Right? That's why devotee is called also called Bhagavan, because whatever Krishna's is belongs to devotee. Right? Like that. So, for that, we have to become free from sinful activities. So, then Srila Prabhupada says that actually, in order to, in the previous verses, actually, we have discussed how, like Parikshit Maharaj raised this question, how to become free from, sinful reactions, so that, they don't have to go to hell. Then Sukadeva Goswami explained, first Prayaschitta, then Tapasa Brahmacharyana, and all that. So Srila Prabhupada says, Tapa Adibihi, they may help you become purified. Prabhupada says, there is a probability, by this Tapa Adibihi, by Prayaschitta and all, there may be a probability of becoming purified, but 100% success is not guaranteed. But Bhakti Yoga process is perfect, and it includes karma, jnana and all other processes. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, kechit kevalaya bhaktya, vasudeva parayanaha, agam dunvanti kasnena, niharam iva bhaskara. So, as soon as we practice keval bhakti, devotional service, pure devotional service, right? Keval bhakti. So devotional service means Krishna, service to Krishna, right? Like I always say this, right? There are two sentences, previously also I told in the class, right? Krishna ki hi bhakti karenge and Krishna ki bhi bhakti karenge, right? Which of these two sentences, which is the correct, the best? Huh? Ghanshyam? Samajh mein aaya? Huh? Krishna ki hi bhakti karenge or Krishna ki bhi bhakti karenge. So which is better? Huh? Kya? Ghanshyam ke pooch raha. Kaun sa? Huh? Dono? Kya? Krishna ki hi. Right? Prasad Garu? You understanding? Krishna ki hi karenge or Krishna ki bhi? Huh? Right? So if you do Krishna ki bhi, that is not keval bhakti. Right? If you do Krishna ki hi, then that is, you have to tighten this, Why it become loose? Yeah. So Hinduism is hodgepodge. Ganesh ka puja karega, we serve Lord Shiva, Durga Devi, all are one, everything is one, right? So when we come and say, oh, we should only serve Krishna, he say, oh, you are fanatics, right? Like that. So Krishna ki hi, so that is kechit kevalya bhaktya, so that is keval bhakti means, We serve only Krishna, right? That too, anya bilashita sunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, without having any desire for sense enjoyment, for acquiring knowledge, for mukti, anything, simply serve Krishna. A devotee is not bothered what happens to him in future, right? He is not bothered. So he is simply, because he thinks it is my duty to serve Krishna, I will serve. Whatever may be the result. Right? Asli Shiva Padratam Pinastumam. Right? Krishna, if you embrace me, or if you leave me broken hearted by going away, still you are my master. No, this is called Keval Bhakti. Many of these modern people, these feminists and all, they have a great problem with Lord Ramchandra's dealings with Sita ji. How he left her in the forest, how he asked her, for Agni Pariksha, right? So these people have so much problem. But the victim, Sita ji, she never complained. She doesn't have any problem. Why you are having problem? She never complained, my dear Lord. She said, my dear Lord, whatever way you may treat me, still you are my Lord. I have no complaints. Because I am your servant, you are my master. So for a servant, for a master, he can, Prabhupada said, devotee means he should be like a sold out animal. He should be like a sold out animal. Whatever master say, does, it's okay with him. Like that. So Keval Bhakti, so somebody performs Keval Bhakti, you know, that person is Vasudev Parayana. Such a person, he'll become completely purified of all sinful reactions. You know, not only will become purified from all sinful reactions, the seed, you know, the root is plucked out so that there is no desire for committing sinful activities. No desire. Kechit kevalya bhaktya. Vasudev Parayana. Agam dunvanti kasnena. Niharam iva bhaskara. You know, just like as soon as sun rises, the fog is dispelled. In the same way, as soon as keval bhakti arises in your heart, all sinful reactions are washed away. And not only that, the root, you know, the desire for committing sinful activities also goes away. So that is the power of devotional service. So Prabhupada says, Nivruti Marg and Pravruti Marg. So Pravruti Marg means going on life of sense enjoyment. You know, Nivruti Marg means becoming free from sense enjoyment. So people are interested in Pravruti Marg. You know, so they want to enjoy their senses. You know, so that is why they are committing so many sinful activities. But Prabhupada says, because they don't want to, they don't want to follow the principles of religion, they have concocted this philosophy that there is no next life. You know, there is no next life. Right? So, scientists, they could not prove, they don't know. Prabhupada says, why are you thinking that there is no next life? Because it is not yet fully ascertained whether there is life or there is no life. Suppose you are saying there is no life, I am saying there is life. You know, so you have not ascertained. So because you are saying you have no life, there is no next life, you are acting irresponsibly. But consider my statement. Suppose if there is next life, what will you do? So you are putting yourself at a great risk by this irresponsible life. Then Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example. Suppose a child thinks, oh, this is my life, there is no next life. But as elders, we know that actually the child has next life. He will become a boy and then he will become a young boy, young man. But if the child thinks, oh, no, this is life, this is my life, and I don't believe in the next life, and I simply play. There is a great danger, because if he doesn't go to the school and get educated, when he becomes a young man, then he has to suffer for his irresponsible activities when he was a child. Right? So Prabhupada is very logically establishing that. So better you believe that there is next life and act responsibly so that we can become. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, if there is next life, then we have to make sure that we have to become free from all sinful reactions before we die. Just like Sugata Goswami said in the first verses, few verses. Then, Yesham tu antagatam papam, jananam punyakarmanam, te dvandvamoha nirmukta. You know, bhajante mam ananyam. So, Krishna is saying that one who is a devotee, Srila Prabhupada is defining. Who is a devotee? Srila Prabhupada is saying, one who has finished with all sinful activities and also pious activities, he is a devotee. So how do we know that somebody has become a Vaishnava? Prabhupada says, if somebody is fixed in performing devotional service without any problem, you know, without any deviation, that means he has become free from both pious and impious activities, especially impious activities. Prabhupada says, a Vaishnava will never commit sinful activities. Vaishnava, that is the definition of a Vaishnava. Right? That is the definition of a Vaishnava. So if on one hand I proclaim myself as a devotee, on the other hand I commit sinful activities, then Srila Prabhupada says progress in Krishna consciousness will be very, very slow. will be very, very slow. Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't follow four regulative principles very strictly, then it may take 700 lifetimes to become perfect. You know, in one conversation, Srila Prabhupada is saying, 700 lifetimes. So, we should not risk, you know, taking 700 lifetimes. Right? We have to become very strict. So, that is the symptom of Prabhupada says, that is the symptom of a Vaishnava. That, you know, he is fixed in devotional service without any problem because his both pious and impious activities are finished. Like that. Are finished. So we have to become, Prabhupada establishes now. We have to become fixed in devotional service in order to become free from sinful reactions so that in the next life we will not suffer. You know, we will not suffer. Then Prabhupada is coming to this, you know, yatha krishnarpita pranas, you know, tat purusha nishevaya. You know, so what to do to become free from sinful reactions? How to perform keval bhakti? Prabhupada says, we have to go to a person, you know, who is Krishna arpita. Means one who has dedicated his life and soul to Krishna. You know, to Krishna. And such a devotee is very, very rare to find. You know, it is said in 11th canto of Bhagavatam that durlabho manusha janma dehinam kshanabanguram tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. You know, it is said that it is very, very, very difficult to get the human form of life. After so many lifetimes, 80 lakh species, we get human form of life. That to an earthly planet. Very difficult. You know. Dehinam kshanabanguram. But this human form of life is very precious. Even though kshanabanguram is very, you know, kshana. Very quickly we lose our body. You know, kshanabanguram. But tatrapi durlabham manye, the more difficult to get human form of life. You know, tatrapi durlabham. You know, durlabham manye. Vaikuntha priya darshanam. In order to get the darshan of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada on this earthly planet, very, very rare. Tatrapi durlabham manye. Very, very rare. Only those Bhagyavan who are very fortunate people get to have darshan of devotees like Srila Prabhupada. You know, Mahabhagavat. So this verse, this Krishna Arpita Pranas, it is describing Prabhupada. No, describing Prabhupada. So this is, you know, how does one Krishna Arpita Pranas look like? You know? So we have a very live example, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Arpita Pranas. You know, such devotees, so very, very rarely they come on this earthly planet. And those people who have got darshan of such a pure devotee, or those who have associated with such a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada says, like in the purport, as soon as you come in contact with a pure devotee, you know, all your sinful reactions, they will fly away. You know? Prabhupada says, you know, just like when you come in the temple and you chant, you clap and chant Hare Krishna, you know, the birds of sinful reactions will, you know, just like some birds are there, you clap, and the birds fly away. Like that, as soon as you come in contact with a pure devotee, under the instruction of a pure devotee, you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and immediately, you know, the birds of sinful reactions will fly away from your body. And then you become pure. Hmm? You become pure. Like that. So, Pralananda Maharaj, you know, they are describing when we are with Prabhupada, we felt as if we are in Vaikuntha. You know, whenever we are with Prabhupada, you know, we felt we are in Vaikuntha. You know, so when pure devotees come, they create, you know, Vaikuntha atmosphere. You know, they bring, you know, Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan. You know, so that anybody who comes in contact with such a pure devotee. That is why, it is, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is useful. But especially when you hear from a pure devotee, it is more useful. You know, very, very beneficial. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Tat Purusha Nishevaya. You must actually go to that person. Like Rupa Goswami says, you know, Ado Guru Ashraya. The first step in devotional service, Prabhupada says, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, who is Krishna Arpita Pranas? One who has dedicated his life and soul for serving Krishna. He has no other interest. He has no other interest. You know, like that. So Srila Prabhupada says if when we approach in a nectar of instruction, that when we approach a spiritual master, usually one should only Uttamadhikari devotee should become a guru. Sometimes when Uttamadhikari is not there, one may go to a Madhyama or a Kanishta, but make sure, you know, be careful that, you know, you cannot advance under his insufficient guidance. So Srila Prabhupada is warning that we should actually take shelter of only Uttamadhikari devotee, you know, who has no other business except serving Krishna. Krishna Arpita Prana. You know, Krishna Arpita Prana. Right? Adho Guru Ashraya. You know, Saddharma Prucha Sadhu Anugamanam. Right? Krupa Goswami says, Prabhupada says, Sadhu Anugamanam. Saddharma Prucha. Then you must go to that spiritual master. Ask, you know, what is my duty? You know, what is my duty? Then Sadhu Anugamanam. You know, one must follow in the footsteps of such sadhus. You know, such sadhus. Then who is Prabhupada says, who is a sadhu? Then he quotes, you know, these 12, you know, Mahajanas. Then one must actually take shelter of such a person and, you know, progress in Krishna consciousness. You know, so we have to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada says, it is very easy to become perfect. In second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada says, it is very easy to become perfect in our life, in Krishna consciousness. Just by associating, taking guidance from a perfect person, you know, you can become perfect. You know, because we don't want to become perfect, that is why we take shelter of less perfect persons. You know, very poignant statement by Prabhupada. So, we should have a desire to become perfect in our life. Then Krishna will provide, you know, a perfect person's association. That's why Srila Prabhupada says in that lecture, by the mercy of Krishna, you know, there are always pure devotees in this world. Then you will get the association of such a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada says in this lecture. So by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna will see what is in our heart. We want to really become perfect. So if I really sincerely desire, you know, that I want to become perfect, then I want to be go back home, back to Godhead by becoming perfect, then Srila Prabhupada says, unless you become, just like, you know, you cannot enter into the fire, you cannot, unless you become fire, in the same way, you cannot enter into association of Krishna unless you become completely pure, unless you completely become pure. So unless you associate with a such a pure devotee who is an associate of Krishna, then only we get become purified, then only we can get the entrance into Krishna's planet. So Prabhupada mentions again that just like in Denver city, you know, such a beautiful city, Srila Prabhupada says. And this Denver city did not come out some desert or some forest. Some intelligent people have worked very hard to make this city beautiful. In the same way, in order to maintain our life very peacefully and happily, we have to work hard. So without working hard, we cannot maintain our life. You know, we cannot maintain our life. Then he says, even though people are working very hard, earning money, you know, earning money, still, you know, they are very unhappy. You know, they are very unhappy because they are not connected to Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, you know, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitruni Yanti Pitru Vrata. You know, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Mad Yajinopi Mam. So you have to work. So in order to become happy, some people, you know, they perform pious activities and they go to heavenly planets. You know, Dukkalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmanaha. So Krishna says, you know, even if you go to heavenly planets, still you have to come back again. Then Prabhupada makes very nice point. You know, Madhyaji Yopinam. So if you come to me, then Krishna says, then there is no more to take birth again in this material world. So Prabhupada says, here Krishna is indicating that anyway you have to work. You have to work hard. Anyway you have to work hard. You know, again, you have to work hard. But if you have to, if you are working hard for me, you know, you are working hard for so many people in this material world. You know, so they, we remain unhappy even after working hard for so long, for so many people. You know, we are unhappy. So anyway, if you are working hard, why not do hard work for me? You know, so that you will come to me and go back home, back to Godhead. But is this, then Prabhupada makes very nice point. Is this really hard work? You know, then Rajavidya Rajaguhyam. Pavitram idam uttamam. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam. Susukam kartum avyayam. So what is the trouble in Krishna consciousness? You know, you have to simply sit and chant Hare Krishna, dance in the kirtan, take very nice prasad. You know, what is the difficulty? Right? Susukam kartum avyayam. Prabhupada, you know, avyayam, vyayam means karch, spending. Avyayam means it is not spent. You know? So beautiful meaning Prabhupada brought out. He says, when you are in material life, you know, whatever you are acquiring, degrees, MA, PhD, or your money, your wife, children and all, vyaya, vyaya ho jayenge, means they will be spent. In the next life, they are of no use to you. But Krishna consciousness is avyaya. You know, avyaya. Vyaya means spending. You know, avyaya means not. So not spending. So whatever you, devotional credits that we may acquire in this life by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, there is karcha. If you attain perfection in 10%, next life you will start from 11%. Right? Well, there is no karcha. Then Prabhupada gives very nice example. Previously, passing out of MBBS is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Then what happens? If somebody passes out MBBS and then he becomes a doctor, he can earn a lot of money. You know? But sometimes if he fails also, no problem, because for failed MBBS candidates, they used to give RMP, Registered Medical Practitioners. Right? In Andhra, they are very famous. Right? You go there, and in all the villages and all, you can practice. And you know, for villagers, you know, they are very innocent. For them, if you go to the doctor and say he gives you medicine, you know, they are not happy. Hey, bekar doctor hai wo. Sui nahi diya, sui. Right? Injection nahi diya. So, all these RMP doctors, what they do, as soon as somebody goes, he will take, whether it is required or not, if it is required, he will give injection, otherwise he will give glucose water. You know? He will charge 30 rupees. Ah, achha doctor hai, sui diya hai. Right? Like that. So Prabhupada says, if you become successful in Krishna consciousness, you will go back to Golok Vrindavan. But if you are unsuccessful, you will go to heavenly planets. Right? There is no loss. You know, for a devotee, there is no loss. Then he says, Suchinam Srimadam Gehe Yoga Brashta Vajayate. So after that, you know, after enjoying in heavenly planets, you know, after enjoying in heavenly planets, then you come back again and take birth in rich families. Where Prabhupada says, you know, every day you don't have to struggle. Where is the food? Where is the food? Yeah? So you Americans, you know, you must have performed devotional service in your last life. That is why you have taken birth in America. You know, very rich country. There is no shortage of food. So don't waste your life. You know? So take up this Krishna consciousness. You know? Take up this Krishna consciousness and make your life successful. And go back home, back to Godhead. So like that Prabhupada says, thank you very much. Right? Like that. So, the most important point, you know, in this verse, you know, taking shelter of a pure devotee. Like that. So, that we must always, you know, we always have, you know, in our lives, you know, some guru. You know, in Andhra they say, in pickpocketers, you know, they're a guru. You know, they, even if you do learn pickpocketing from another person, you know, then he starts calling him Guru. You know, in Andhra it is very common. You know, Guru, come here, Guru. You know, like that. It is a common, you know, usage. You know, like that. So Guru, anybody who teaches us little bit of Krishna consciousness, he is a Guru. Father is our Guru. And the priest who teaches us how to practice archana, he is a Guru. But the real Guru, you know, Diksha Guru, you know, one who reveals knowledge, you know, transcendental knowledge, you know, he is the real Guru. Not that, you know, once somebody came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Swamiji, in India only they say, you know, my Guru, so whenever he touches me, I get shock. Right? Shri Prabhupada, acha, come bring your finger, you know, I'll put in the socket, you will get the shock. Right? Prabhupada, not, you know, this nonsense, you know, my Guru touches me and then I'll get shock. Right? Such persons, you know, they cannot be gurus. Like that. One more thing is, so it's not enough, you know, we have a Guru. Right? Shri Prabhupada says, don't keep Guru like a fashion, you know. Well, just like I have a dog, pet dog, like that I have a Guru. Yeah? It's not, you know, I am so and so disciple. You know, somebody was saying, after going through so much, you know, I have accepted, you know, His Divine Grace as my spiritual master. You know, this is completely wrong sentence. You all agree? Anand Prabhu, what is wrong in this statement? Somebody says, you know, I had gone through so many things. I have gone to this Vivekananda, this Baba, that Baba. After going through that, I have finally accepted His Divine Grace as my spiritual master. Right? You know, I have accepted. No, Prabhupada has to accept. Right? Not that I accept. Prabhupada has to accept. Right? So finally, after that, Srila Prabhupada showed mercy and accepted me as His disciple. Just like that we have to say. Right? So it's not enough, you know, simply accepting somebody as spiritual master. We have to be trained under His guidance. We should be ready to be trained. Right? Ready to be trained. Like that. Why we should get trained? You know, why should we? So there are two advantages. One is, we will become liberated from this material conditioning. And number two, Krishna will be pleased. And then He will give us Krishna Prema. Like that. So, this material life, Prabhupada says, is a cause of anxiety. And people don't know how to come out of this anxiety. You know, and some people, Prabhupada, you know, you may jump, you know, suppose, you know, somebody has jumped into the river. And then he's drowning. And then you also jump into the river. And then take out his shirt, bring out his shirt. Yeah, yeah, I saved him. Are you? The real person is drowning. The real saving is if you save that person. Like that, taking care of this body is not, you know, giving help to this body is not real help. You know, saving somebody means saving the soul. So in this material world, the so many problems are there. And we don't know when they will start and when they will end, how they will end. You know, very complicated life. You know, what we have done, like that. So, recently one of our devotees, I was talking to him, said he was working in some company and then suddenly he lost his job. He was very efficient and earning some 25 lakhs per year and all that. So, whatever he may be doing, he's not getting a job, he's not able to earn any money. Then I told him, see, Krishna is the controller. You are the same person, same intelligence. You know, you are very proud that I am earning so much money. But with the same intelligence you have now also, same body you have, same qualification you have, still Krishna is not allowing you. You are not the controller. You know, Krishna is the controller. So we think, oh, then he says, yes, Prabhu, now I am getting so much realization that, you know, that how I am not the controller, you know. Whatever I am doing, I am failing. You know, how Krishna is like that. Like that, so we have to, that is why we have to come out of this material conditioning. So for that, we have to take shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord. Right? So, that is why, then the pure devotee of the Lord teaches, you know, because this tapa adibi and all, just like, you know, Krishna consciousness, he is like, sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki. You heard this? Huh? Anand Prabhu? Sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki. You know this, if you go to goldsmith, tak 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 tak, whole day, you know, he keeps beating, right? If you go to lohar, blacksmith, you know, you hit the iron, dham, right? One hit, right? So Krishna consciousness is so ek lohar ki, just in one step, dham, you know, all our you know, material perplexities are destroyed. You know, once one person car broke down, he went to mechanic. You know, then he opened the bonnet and then he took one hatodi, you know, and then tam, he hit it. Then he said, how much? You know, 1,000 rupees. Are just for one hit, 1,000 rupees? Huh? No, I can also do that. No, it's not so easy. You know, actually 50 rupees for hitting, you know, and 950 rupees for to know where to hit. Right? You should know where to hit, no? Right? Like that, pure devotee knows how to release us from this entanglement. One hit, you know. So that's why Srila Prabhupada praised Americans. They are very lucky that, you know, as soon as I tell them Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they simply accept, you know. Then, but if I tell them to Indians, first of all, Swamiji, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? You know, whenever some Indians would come to Prabhupada, they will give advice. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Indians are very good in giving good advice. You know, one person, one of my friends, he started some business consultancy. And I said, how are you doing? He said, Prabhuji, in India, everybody gives free advice. You know, chartered accountant will give free advice, lawyer will give free advice, papers will give free advice. That's why they don't value my advice. If I charge them 2 lakhs, they will say, take 10,000 only. You know, so Srila Prabhupada used to say, why don't you do it? Why are you giving me advice? You know, why don't you do it? Like that. So Srila Prabhupada, that's why praised Americans. That, you know, you tell them, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, immediately they will accept. Indians, oh, why Krishna? Why not Lord Shiva? Why not Ganesh? You know, Krishna is dark. You know, one person was arguing with Prabhupada. Krishna is dark. You know, dark means, you know, you cannot find out. No light. So you cannot find out Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada retorted. One Mataji came to meet Prabhupada in Mumbai only. Harishwari Prabhu described. Then my spiritual master says, Krishna is dark. That means he is unknown. So you cannot find out. So like that. So Prabhupada is retorted, if Krishna is dark, why your guru is writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita? Why is he wasting his time? Right? Like that. So, problem, why we have to go, you know, go to a spiritual master? Because our problem of conditioned soul is false ego. You know, by serving under the guidance of a pure devotee, we have to dismantle that false ego. So it's not that, you know, we will serve only supermost devotee, you know, all other devotees we will neglect. No, you know, in Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada established a authority hierarchy structure, you know. So whoever is our authority, under his guidance, you know, under his guidance, we should serve. It's not that, you know, to show our abilities or to show our greatness. You know, the root cause of all our disease in this material world is disobedience to Krishna. So when we serve under the guidance of a devotee, and day to day, moment to moment, we are actually humbling ourselves and following the authority, then, you know, second point is Krishna will be very pleased with us. You know, then he will reveal to us like that. how to serve that spiritual master? One is faithfully, another is lovingly. Like that. So, like Krishna says in 11th canto Bhagavatam, I am not pleased by tapa, by somebody performing austerities. I am not pleased by worship. I am not pleased by Vedic acquisition of Vedic knowledge. I am not pleased by good pronunciation of Vedic shlokas. But I am very pleased by somebody who serves Guru Sushrushaya. Somebody who serves my pure devotee. Right? So, one must have faith. One should serve the spiritual master faithfully and then lovingly. When we are serving the spiritual master's mission, you know, then sometimes there may be obstacles. There may be some problems. You know, some problems. So, Rupa Goswami defines that love means every reason is there to be relations to be broken. You know, but the relationship is not broken. That is called love. Right? While serving the mission of the spiritual master, we may face a lot of problems. Right? That devotee is doing politics to me. You know, this devotee is doing politics to me. Better to go out. You know, many devotees speak like that, right? Some devotees speak like that. But what? Outside what? Nobody is doing politics or what? In the offices and all. They are not doing politics? Aray. Cutthroat competition. Gala kaat denge. Right? So you can't survive only. If I had stayed in the material world, I would not have survived only. Oh, so much. We used to go to Mahindra and Mahindra for inspection. So they used to treat us very nicely. Very nice canteen they have. They used to take us very nice food. And they used to send us a car. You know. Then they used to give bakshis also. You know? Right? So amongst our office people, there used to be great competition to go to Mahindra and Mahindra for inspection. You know? Like that. So, what all they used to do? Like that. Everywhere, now, cutthroat competition. You know, people are getting stressed out. Right? So, love, if I have love for Prabhupada, you know, then, you know, whatever may be the obstacles, you know, we should continue to serve his mission. Not that, you know, we blame. Politics, you know, politics means what? Without the sanction of the Lord, nothing happens. Right? So, suppose if I am so-and-so director or something, you know, so-and-so wanted to become. So, he may does something and he may get me removed. Can he do it without the sanction of the Lord? No. So, politics means what? You know, without sanction of the Lord, there is no politics. If you think it is politics. Otherwise, without the sanction of the Lord, who can remove me from anywhere? Right? So if sanction is there, so Krishna only is making some ways to remove us. So we should accept. Right? So we should tolerate all the troubles for the love of Srila Prabhupada. And then continue his mission. We should never give up. You know, like that. So, then Lord Krishna, he explains in 10th canto Bhagavatam, Sudama, you know, when Krishna and Sudama, they went to fetch the firewood. You know, they faced a lot of obstacles. There was a storm and all. So we can learn from Krishna and Sudama's behavior that, you know, first behavior is that, you know, they didn't give up the mission of their spiritual master. Oh, it is raining and all, let us go back. Right? Next thing is, they didn't simply focus on one's welfare. You know, one's welfare. So, Krishna says, in one hand, they were carrying the firewood, that is spiritual master's mission, carrying. And in the other hand, they caught hold of each other's hands, so that they protect each other. You know, they protect each other. So, first thing is, they don't give up their mission. You know, if they give up mission, then it is selfishness and sentimentality. And number two, they didn't give up each other's association. You know, suppose if I say, okay, I am okay, I will go away, I will leave this boy behind. That is impersonal. You know, that is impersonal. So like this, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we should serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada, you know, by cooperating with each other and not giving up his mission. Both are very important, you know, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada instructed us, you know, Srila Prabhupada, that's why, even now, so many devotees, they may have, they became adrift of ISKCON, but still they have not given up love for Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada, you know, taught, he said, spiritual master should, you know, authority should be like, give both father's love and also mother's love. Prabhupada said, devotee should be like a British brave, should be brave like a British soldier and soft like a Bengali mother. You heard this? Soft like a, so father's love and mother's love, both, you know, we have to show. Prabhupada, you know, always gave challenges, you know, father's love means discipline and giving challenges, you know. Srila Prabhupada gave challenges to his disciples, you know, and then discipline also, he put them in the discipline also. So Srila Prabhupada gave, you know, challenge of printing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, in 2 months time, yeah. And the devotees have done it. Once, he is very particular about, you know, service. Once Tejas Prabhu, they all went to receive Srila Prabhupada at Delhi airport. So, Tejas Prabhu was about to garland. Prabhupada said, stop. He said, what happened? Did you transfer the money from your, you know, to BBT? Tejas Prabhu, yes, Prabhupada. Then you put. You know? Like that. Then, you know, Srila Prabhupada used to keep the devotees on alert by disciplining them. Then also, affection. Prabhupada showed so much affection on his disciples. Right? So many devotees, they leave temples because they don't get affection. Because we are basically impersonal. You know, our root cause of all the problems is impersonal feelings. That's why we are indifferent to devotees. We don't care for others' devotees, you know, we just, you know, like that. Srila Prabhupada is not like that. One day there is a Guru Puja is going on, and then everybody is jumping up and down, you know. Prabhupada saw one devotee, you know, his leg is wounded, and then he was sitting aside. Prabhupada called him, you know, what happened? Prabhupada, I got injured. Did you take medicine? No, Prabhupada. Then he took out a paper and he gave a prescription. He said, I am a chemist, Prabhupada said. He said, do you have money? No, Prabhupada. Then immediately took out the money and gave him. Right? So that is, you know, affection. You know, where he cared for each and every devotee. Like our Haridas Prabhu, he came to steal Prabhupada's watch. Right? He saw on VTG, you know, cover page. Prabhupada is wearing a very expensive Rolex watch. You know, then he came to the temple to steal Prabhupada's watch. Then somebody told Prabhupada is coming, you know, then he stayed back. Later on, some Panchadravidi Maharaj, you know, they were doing cooking, you know, there's some initiation ceremony was going on. You know. Then he called Haridas Prabhu, said, come here. You know, you want to take initiation? He said, what is that? No, initiation, you know. Now I'm giving initiation. You want to take initiation? He said, Prabhupada, I don't know what is initiation. No, no, initiation means you becoming disciple. He said, I don't mind. Prabhupada asked him, do you have a bead? He said, no, I don't have bead. So he took out his beads, Prabhupada. And he chanted one round and gave it to him. You know, Haridas, your name is Haridas. Right? Like that. So, because he was a pickpocket, Srila Prabhupada, he went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am not getting sleep in the night. Because all their activities are in the night time, no? Stealing and all. They said, okay, you do one thing. Every day night when I am translating books, you know, the dogs, you know, disturb. And then, you know, their dogs' barks also are getting recorded. You take a stick and chase away the dogs. So his service was like that. Of course, meanwhile, I forgot to tell. Meanwhile, Panchadravidi Maharaj asked, hey, where were you? You know, he was helping him cooking, Haridas Prabhu. Where were you? Why it took so long? You know, Prabhupada gave me initiation. What? Prabhupada gave initiation. Like that, you know. Prabhupada is very affectionate. You see his passport, you know. Father's name, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You know. Like that. So, because adat se majboor hai na wo. So, he has this habit of stealing. So, Prabhupada used to send him for, you know, purchasing toothpaste and sabjis and all. So, if would give him 30 rupees, he will purchase for 20 rupees. And 10 rupees, he will keep it and purchase some chocolates and all. So, Prabhupada is very particular, you know. Give me the account. You know, this is Prabhupada, this much, 30 rupees. No, take out that 10 rupees from your pocket also. You know, like that. One day, he thought, you know, why not give one chocolate to Prabhupada also. You know, so he purchased, you know, 5-star chocolate and put it in his bead bag. When after the marketing is over, when he offered obeisances to Prabhupada, chocolate fell down. Hey, what is that? You are eating chocolate? No, Prabhupada, it is for you. Prabhupada said, no, we don't eat chocolates. Srila Prabhupada, he said that, you are very fond of eating sweets? Okay, if you want to eat sweets, you should have told me. Then he went inside the kitchen, he cooked very nice, delicious halwa and fed him. So now onwards, whenever you want to eat some sweet, you tell me, no, I will cook. Right? Nowadays, who will do like that, you know? Right? So that is actually mother's love. Father's love and mother's love. Like that. So, then, you know, what will happen if you, you know, do guru. So one should have dedication and selfless surrender. By performing, we will get 4 benefits. You know, one is satisfaction. Another is stability as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned. And third is, one achieves success in overcoming modes of nature. And fourth is supreme peace. Right? 4S. Right? What is that? Satisfaction. We will become completely satisfied by practicing Krishna consciousness. Yeah? We become very stable in our life on the platform of spiritual knowledge. Then we successful in overcoming modes of nature. Then we get supreme peace. Right? So this is the benefit of... That is why this Sangha that Srila Prabhupada established, we should remain in this Sangha. One devotee gave a very nice example. Taking the Sangha of devotees is just like getting into Rajdhani Express, you know, super fast express. You know, in order to reach Delhi, you don't have to do anything else, you know. In the train, you don't have to run fast. You know, you simply remain in the train, that's it. The train is going to Delhi, you will also reach Delhi. Like that, simply remain in ISKCON. You know, Sangha of devotees. You know, this our devotional service is like a creeper. You know, if you take shelter of a banyan tree of devotee sangha, then this, when there is a storm and all, this creeper will not be, you know, washed away. Otherwise, if simply creeper is there, and if there is a storm, it will be washed away. Right? But if that creeper takes shelter of very strong banyan tree, then nothing will happen. You know, nothing will happen. So, that is why Srila Prabhupada established the Sangha of, you know, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. You know, Tavatara? What is the beginning of that? Huh? What is the beginning? Bhajan? Vaishnava bhajan? Parama karuna paudu ijana. Right? So, this is, you know, like actually, suppose in our exams, you know, minimum pass mark is 35 marks. You know? If somebody, you know, in the whole class, the maximum number is 25 marks. What the examiner will do? Said everybody pass. You know, nobody got 35 marks. Like that in Kali Yuga, nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. Right? And then nobody wants to... That's why Lord Chaitanya is saying, at least appear for the exam, I will pass you out. But the problem is, Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada, they were standing at the door. You know, go inside, you know, sit for the exam. At least, you know, write your name on the exam paper. Answer sheet. You know, we'll pass you out. Still, you know, no, after the exam, we'll give you prasad also. Right? But still, people don't want to come. Right? Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada actually established this Sangha. You know, we should take advantage of this. Tata yatha krishnarpita pranas tat purusha nishevaya. So when we faithfully engage in the service of the pure devotees of the Lord, then we immediately become free from all conditioning and all sinful reactions and become completely purified, get Krishna prema and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, comments?
Penance and austerity. Penance and austerity. So, what is the actual difference between penance and austerity?
There is a thing, penance means voluntarily you take trouble. Right? Sitting in front, in the middle of the fire. Right? Austerity means it's forced upon us. Like that. Anything? Switch on the mic.
Yeah. Bada Haridas Prabhu, in his humility, once he said this, that he was chasing the dogs many times, and one day he raised his stick and told them, look here, I'm like one of you. No, Prabhupada is writing there, we don't want trouble with you. If you don't immediately move away, I will have to get tough with you. So, some of the dogs begin to recognize him, they moved away.
Really? Give it to him.
Many people join ISKCON organization at a very young age as full-time devotees. And then in ISKCON, there is nothing but Nivritti Marg. Correct? Yeah. So, after some time, they feel that they, of course, they may be following all regulative principles and all that, but after some time, they may feel that they cannot continue because of their attraction to material life. So, what marga is open to them?
See, a devotee is always a devotee. Right? Devotee... Krishna consciousness is one-way mark. Right? There is no going back. That is why one temple in America, they are always getting, you know, they would always get crank calls and abuse devotees. You know, Krishna consciousness is like this, Krishna consciousness is like that. And for some time there is no galis, you know, there is no abuse. Like that it is going on. And then this, they were, that time, you know, they were not, so technology is not this thing. So then they found out, when one devotee is present in the temple, you know, one devotee is present in the temple, there were no crank calls. But whenever he would leave the temple, he would, you know, they would get crank calls and, you know, they used to abuse on the phone. Then one day they caught him. I think you are the one who is calling. You know? Then, yeah, I am calling because, you know, I came to Krishna consciousness, now I learned everything. Now I want to go out and enjoy, but because of this knowledge in Krishna consciousness, I am not able to enjoy fully like before. That is why I am abusing devotees like this. So like this, once you come to Krishna consciousness, there is only one marga. Temporarily, you may go here and there. You know, first kind of Bhagavatam, one who has drank the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna and he relished that happiness of drinking the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna, even though sometimes he may go away from the path of devotion service, again he will come back because he cannot forget that nectar of lotus feet of Krishna. It's only a temporary case.
Hare Krishna.
Satisfied?
I am satisfied. But Prabhu, see, there are other, recommendatory principles meant for renunciates. I mean, more so for brahmacharis. You see, you should not think of women, you should not see them, you should not talk to them. But is it ever possible, I am asking you, Prabhu?
One devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, whenever I see a woman, my head turns as if, iron is attracted to the magnet. Srila Prabhupada said, if it's like that, then you will become a blind man in the next life. So, you have to fight, all those attractions. Possible means, yes, it is possible. Maybe difficult. Once Narayan Prabhu, he approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in his room and going to and fro and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then all these tall Americans and all, they used to become like billies, in front of Prabhupada. He is a very amazing personality, overpowering, awesome. And he went like a billy. And then he sat. Prabhupada saw, yes? Prabhupada, I have a question. Yes? Prabhupada, you are talking about Atmaram in your class. But I am so fallen. Do you think, can I become Atmaram ever? Prabhupada said, why not? You are following the process. You will become. But it may take some time. Okay? Yes, Prabhupada. Like that, it may take some time. In the beginning, it may not be possible, but it may take some time.
So the conclusion is that if one sticks to the lotus feet of Krishna, that means maybe a time comes when he will always think of Krishna.
Yeah.
And he wants
not
to...
maybe, it will.
And he will always be wanting to talk to Krishna, and he only want to see Krishna, yeah, maybe like this. Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada said, Sasur Maharaj wrote to Prabhupada, I am bothered by lust. Prabhupada said, by Maya, Maya is attacking me. Prabhupada said, take shelter of my lotus feet. I will kick Maya with my left foot. Right? So take shelter of...
Haridas may be not that, but... Prabhupada initiated drug addicts, drunkards in America, and without their qualification, and inviting on his own. They did not desire, but Prabhupada said, you come, I initiate you. Haridas also, he said, I initiate you. But now, and he was alone at that, now there are so many initiating masters, but still there is so many long procedure also, waiting for 6 months, passing the test, like all that. So the process should have picked up rather than it is slowing down. That is my understanding. If you can clarify.
You heard last Sunday's lecture, Rasraj Guru's lecture?
Yes.
What did he say? Anybody remembers? You know that Yamuna Mataji cooking example he gave? You remember? Right? He said, no, Ramrup cannot say somebody who is not following regulations, so you can cook. You can smoke and wash your hand. Srila Prabhupada can do that, right? He established this point because he is an acharya. Like that. Because he is an acharya, he can do that. But we are not on his platform. So we have to take precaution. Boil the milk. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.